prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. This place of deep communion will result in the conceiving, something being conceived in your spirit. It's been a dream, a hope, a vision. I'm here to tell you, this year, 2022, some long awaited is going to be conceived. And I'm going to show you something else here that's going to, I think it'll bless you and encourage you. Well, I'll just wait. But Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 7 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Okay, I'm going to pause there. This is important to understand. Now, this has parallel meanings. This is not just... And again, the challenge is this: do research on it.
Amen.
You know, at face value, people say, well, that was Jesus being born, and, you know, the devil tried to kill him, but he's caught up, you know, after resurrection. That's one application. There are other applications that are literally what the scholars, the scribes, and that apply it to. As a matter of fact, if you look at the fact John saw this, this is the book of Revelation, the revelation of the Christ. He saw this after all of that had transpired.
Amen.
He's seeing something else. He's seeing a future remnant people. A type of something. Amen. A woman with child. That woman clothed with the stars and all of that. Again, they're parallel. There are other types. And again, do the research on it, because John is speaking of a remnant people, a church, a virgin church. See, the church has been infiltrated with the traditions of men. It's taken on the seed of man. Bunch of do's and don'ts, legalism, traditions, religious stuff. Amen. And it's mega rather than omega. For a long time, people have gauged how well you're doing by how many you're running on a Sunday. What do the offerings look like? That's all man stuff. But there's a virgin church that's not been corrupted with greed, a breed without greed. Those that love God, they're not perfect, but they love God. They're sanctified. Their hearts are pure, not mingled with the affairs of this life, politics, and all the stuff. Are you feeling me?
Amen.
A virgin church.
Amen.
There was a woman with child. She was a virgin, but she was yet conceived. She had conceived a child.
Amen.
The seed of God's word, the incorruptible seed. It's important, because out of this are birthed the breakthrough believers.
Amen.
Folk that the church doesn't like. The John the Baptists.
Amen.
You need to be in the temple serving like your father Zechariah. No, God has started a new move. Outside the walls of the religious institutions. Help me, Holy Ghost. John never did go in the temple. And this is what a generation needs to understand and receive. God's doing something different. See, sometimes we hold on to things that God did versus what God is doing. But I tell you, if you open your eyes and you open your heart and you get bigger than a four-walled building and understand that God wants everything back. The earth is the Lord's. The fullness there. God is going into politics. God is going into entertainment. God is going into sports. God is in every mountain. God's up in there. You got to be able to identify it. That person is saved. That person loved the Lord. Let me tell you something. Everybody's not going to preach the word. But everybody's life ought to be preaching. Amen. And religious, traditional, those spirits of bondage, they're critical spirits. They judge by appearance. Used to be back some time ago, if someone wore dreads, everybody want to circle around and pray for them. Get the devil out of their life, you know. Hello? Tell somebody, times have changed. God hasn't changed. He wants it all back. God's for everybody. Amen. I said God is for everybody. It's about the life you live and what you become. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. This is so important because, you know, we deal with religious stuff. God didn't create religion. That came from the line of Cain. Amen. It's of the devil. All right, so where are we? What did we just read? Revelation, okay. And we're talking about the place of intimacy and communion. Because without the intimacy, there can be no conception. Amen. Until a person really gets down with the get down and gets real with God. They can be a church goer, a nice person, but never really conceiving. Except you be born again. I often say this, when Mary and Joseph, when Mary bore Jesus, And he was born after they went into Egypt and came back. It says, then Joseph knew his wife Mary.
Amen.
K-N-E-W. Right? Now, that didn't just mean he knew her. He knew her already. But he knew her intimately. He didn't know her intimately until after Jesus was born.
Amen.
Now, there's a portion of scripture, I don't have it in front of me, but the Lord says to a group of people, depart from me, workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. The same word, K-N-E-W. It has to do with intimacy that is established that brings about conception. See, this is why you have to knock down, you have to root out traditional mindsets and all this religious stuff and legalism, because it blocks that communion. It blocks that intimacy. People justify themselves in their good works. Your righteousness is a filthy rag before God. Until you lay all that aside and come to him, amen, as one that it just throws himself on him, amen, and comes into that communion, listen, it's questionable. Communion and intimacy. Now remember, we're going with Hebrews 11:11. Sarah, through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. It's through faith she received the strength to conceive and was delivered of a child, even when she was past the age. How did God fit that in time? It didn't make any sense. Doctors would have been confounded. But yet he took that and fit it right in time. Your age don't matter. How long it's been doesn't matter. I'm just stopping the hands of time right here. Because this is a Kairos. It's your turn now. I'm going to do exactly what I promised you. Nothing can stop it right now. Nobody's going to understand it. They'll probably persecute you afterwards. But I'm going to do it anyway. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, God's going to do certain things in people's lives where the world and even part of the church world, their jaw is going to drop. And then they're going to get mad at you. Mark my word, I don't like to say stuff like that. They're going to want to persecute you. They want to separate you. You know, who you think you are and all that. No, God did this. But see, that persecution ain't going to drive you from God. It's going to drive you closer to God. It's not going to downgrade you. It's going to upgrade you. The devil going to trouble you closer and closer to God. While they're mad, you're going to be glad. While the devil, amen, is all doing that, God's going to still be busy in your life. Amen. Now the child that was birthed was caught up to the throne. And again, do your research. Do some prayerful study and research. Don't just, you know, there are all types of helps. Men that have studied, men that have searched these things down through the years that God gave revelation to. And you can find out some very interesting things here. But this, when the child was born, I call them breakthrough believers. Because the devil was there to devour them. The devil was there to try to take them out as soon as they were birthed. But they were birthed not into the earth realm. Are you hearing me? See, a child is born into the earth realm. The Proverbs tells us that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But this child, as soon as it was birthed, it was caught up somewhere. A man child. Caught up to the throne. Throne represents the place of authority.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.